reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord had descended from heaven and came down and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. And for the fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. The first reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, found on page 1230 in your pew Bibles. And we read verses 1 through 11. "Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered it to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
My text for this morning is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known." This is our text. I get seeing dimly. It was just after I arrived here. My daughter had gone in for an eye appointment. The guy had some extra time. I was around 40 years old, and I had never had an eye appointment in my life. I watched her get her examination, and then I watched the doctor as he began to give me his examination. They didn't go the same. He took out one of these little round things, and he kept looking in one eye, and then he'd look in the other, and then he'd stand back and shine a flashlight at me. And he said, "You have a problem." I always thought it was the telescopes and the binoculars that I would try out occasionally that had the problem. They had these black dots in them. I ruined a couple of telescopes and a pair of binoculars, taking them apart, trying to get the dust out of them that nobody else could see. I had congenital cataracts, meaning from birth. I never noticed them because they were just always there. I made my appointments with the surgeon. I went in, and I had to have both eyes done, but he only wanted to do them one at a time. I had my surgery. I woke up. It wasn't fun. I don't like things being squirted in my eyes, and they did it about 20 different times. About every 2-3 minutes, they'd walk by you as they were prepping you and open your eyes and shh. But when I woke up, something was really different. I never knew how blue was. I never knew how red was. And I finally forgave the architect for making the lights in the family life center so dim. They weren't dim to anybody else. They were dim to me. Because as I would shift my eyes back and forth, remember one eye was done at a time, I'd see blue, red, purple, pink. Aquarium water in an aquarium that hadn't been changed for 20 years. You know, that brown, brackish. I was amazed. Now we see in a mirror dimly. Then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. I could always see. I could always see reds and blues and greens. But I was only seeing a little bit of it. Christ is risen. And Christ is alive in us right now. And death is not fun. But what we are going to be, in a sense, you already have a glimpse of it. You're not going to be some spirit floating around, bodiless. Nor if you don't play the harp right now, I don't think if you get to heaven, you'll immediately know how to play the harp. Maybe you'll want to learn it there. But if you play the drums, you might pick up one and beat it. If you love to sing, you're going to burst forth in song. I'm sure they've got some trumpets and trombones and maybe even a tuba up there. And if not, I'm sure you'll be able to fashion one in time. Was it not glorious coming in this morning with the trumpets and the singing and the choirs? Was it absolutely perfect? No. But it was close. As we gather together here to praise our God, as we share our joys and our love with one another, it's a foretaste. It's not the true glory. But when we get to heaven someday, we're still going to be us, just better. The love we have in our hearts for our Lord, which is not perfect now, will still be there, just better. There will be some things that are missing in heaven that we do have here. And some of you have already gotten the foretaste of that as well. I visit people regularly who get new body parts, new knees, new hips, sometimes even an occasional heart valve. And those are all difficult things to go through. But what's interesting, after a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, the recovery times always differ, is the joys that I'm told about. You know what? It's not perfect. You know, it's not like the original. But man, the pain is gone. And what a joy that is. And when we reach our heavenly home, that will also be true in a more magnificent way. We're not going to have fake parts in heaven. We're going to be restored to that which God originally designed us to be. But because sin is no more, the pain will be gone. The suffering will disappear. The tears, the agonies, the loneliness, that will all be gone. But the joys, the loves, the Savior, who died for our sins and rose again that we might share in the resurrection, that will all endure. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. Our Lord knows us. And He knows our pains, our sorrows, our sufferings, because He endured them Himself. But particularly on this day, He wants to assure us that those days come to an end. But the days of joy and love and peace and hope, they are something that will endure. Because He is risen from the dead, He has taken our human flesh into Himself. And when we are joined to Him in our baptisms, the life that He gives us is a life that will continue. Yes, free from pain and sorrow and suffering, but a life we get glimpses of, even now. Because that human flesh that died and was placed in the grave on Good Friday rose from the dead, that our flesh too may also arise. Let us never lose our vision of that new life which is ours through our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV, copyright 2001, by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.